Big home opener last night. Rapids yep. took a 2-0 lead and or got a 3-0 victory. So 15 goals in two games to this point. That's got to be pretty pretty happy weekend for yep. the River Kings.
Fever in the cap for the forwards and the defensemen right now.
Yes. Hudson, they get on down into the zone back behind the goal. Hudson passing, looking around, looking to make a pass. Rapids really pressuring. Whitehead out there, Atkins as well, Denty, and Bolduc. Hudson just trying to get something going here. Shot over the goal, but they get the rebound as they give another opportunity. Rapids sends it up ahead. That is Atkins. He's running. He's racing for it. Denty hanging back to possibly get a pass, and he gets it. Denty has someone right behind him. He sends it back down around the boards, eating up time. Under a minute left to go in the skater advantage for Hudson. Down 12-0 with just under 8 minutes to go. Puck sent behind the Rapids goal this time. Denty giving chase. Bulldog, he's in there as well. Really trying to just eat up time and eat up the puck. Whitehead, he's kind of tying it up right behind the goal. 30 seconds to go on the skater advantage. 7.5 minutes to go in the game.
Yeah, solid kill.
Doing a good job just tying it up. It's one thing you can eat up more time doing this. Just keep the puck yep. moving a little bit instead of sending it down the ice. Hudson, they do manage to get it out of there. Rapids does control it, and they send it around the boards and down to the far end as they get a line change with 8 seconds to go on the skater advantage. I think we can say Rapids effectively killed another one.
Yep.
As they have three penalties in the game, and they've all killed it all. As both teams are now full strength, 7 minutes to go in the game. 12-0 Wisconsin Rapids, holding a 52-18 shot advantage. Johnson for Hudson. He comes across the line. Chevier Alexander, he lays a good hit along the boards, and he comes up with a puck. Tries to chip it up ahead to no avail. Puck sent back to the other side behind the goal. That coming out of that is Raffert. Raffert back on the ice after getting a stick way up by the throat, so good to see him back out there. Breisland has the puck. Raffert playing a little bit behind. Breisland takes it up. Breaks into the zone. He's got stick by himself. He backhand, and it's stopped. Stopped by Height. The goalie portraying yeah. Height, you yeah. should say. as we get a stoppage play, 6.5 to go.
Yeah, it's tough coming in cold, especially in the third. And just nice save made there.
As we got a face-off to the glove of Height. And here we go, back into action. Rapids controls it. Breisland has it. Gets around the defender, shot tipped up, hit off the glass, and we are still in action here. Garcia, he can't keep it in the zone, and now there's a breakout attempt by Hudson. Rapids plays it. Oh boy, there's an opportunity for Hudson, and turned away by the defense. Hall was there, and another stop. Turcotte, he came out to play it, and it didn't quite work out. Hudson was there, and they can't get the two open net opportunities. Rapids defense is playing so well yep. tonight and all weekend, to be honest with you, as Rapids does continue with possession of the puck.
Just that level of compete everyone has, and they want to play for Turco here and hopefully close this one out.
Rapids gets a puck, sends it off neutral ice. Hudson has to clear it, get back onside. Garcia has it, sends up ahead to Hastoy. Hastoy going up across, pressuring things, try to center it. No one home as Hudson got to it before the intended pass to Riley Williams. Hudson, Wilcox, he breaks it into the zone. Skates behind the goal. Go try to center it. Nobody home. He comes up. Right up. Whiffing on a slap shot attempt was the Havoc. As they recover at neutral ice, trying to slip through the defense. No avail. Puck is cleared to neutral ice. Wilcox sends it back down deep. Under 5 minutes to go in the game. 12-0 lead, Wisconsin Rapids. 54-21 shot advantage. That's Rapids and Hudson. They just got to kind of go through the motions for the next 4 minutes, yeah. 44 seconds. Diamond has the puck, gets it across the zone, sends it across the way. Tudic shot up into the netting to get a stoppage of play. 4:37 left to go in the game. 12-0 Rapids lead.
Yeah, and the PK record stays unblemished for the weekend, so another good takeaway to get.
We'll see how this ends here. I mean, pretty sure it's going to be a River Kings game win.
I think it's safe to say.
I think it's pretty safe to say, too. But never count a team up. I think we can at the moment. Bolduc slapper from the inside the blue line hits the goalie known as Height. Turned away. Puck still stays down deep in the Hudson zone. They just can't get that possession of it. Oof. And here we go. Puck gets out to center ice, and then it goes back down deep. Rapids still pressuring, but not really trying to score at this point, just trying to tie up the puck, eat up clock, 4 minutes to go in the game. Hudson, they're back on the attack. Cross-ice pass to Johnson. Bolduc, he has the puck, back behind, skates around, turns up ice, and he gets it ridden off the puck. Hudson back in there, backhanded pass, Rapids is there. Back up on the attack is Tudich. Tudich has it, 2-on-2. Here we go. As the puck gets knocked out loose. Nice contact there on the far side. That good contact was delivered by Chevalier Alexander. Puck is sent down by Hudson to get a line change. 3.5 minutes to go now. Hudson has the puck low. Rapids still fighting for it. Puck sent out to the point. Wilcox.
Nice
shot.
Block.
That's a big block there by Tudich. And he's getting harassed by their Cooper. Gets it up ahead. Diamond with it. Gets around the defense. Shot. And it's a backhand. Puck is
good
loose.
Save.
Puck is still loose. Bouncing puck. Almost from behind.
Yeah.
The net was Tudich. Oh, he wants that one back. He got it to bounce.
Yeah, he flipped it up to himself.
Yeah, he flipped it up to himself and tried to swing for the fences. Not able to connect. Hudson turns around. Gets the puck into the Rapid zone. Hall has it now. As there is a stoppage of play. And it looks like there will be a penalty coming up. Might be too many men on the ice for Rapids.
I believe it was the stick getting a bit up high for Diamond there on that contact by the
penalty
box. That
very well could be.
But Tudich should have taken a page out of your baseball book on that one.
Yeah.
It was close.
Yeah, high stick, I believe, would be the call. 17-10 on the penalty.
Yeah, that's just one you don't really need to take. It's end of the game. Just take the contact, I think.
Well, we got a face-off. 2:50, and it's actually matching penalties for Hudson and Rapids.
Ah.
Number 19 for Hudson. Probably coincidental minors, I would say.
I'd say deserving.
As 4-on-4 hockey, we will play for 2 minutes. 2:36 to go in the contest. Rapids comfortably ahead, 12-0. Loose puck sent. Mastroy had an opportunity.
Good save.
Followed up by Williams.
Good first save and a really, really good opportunity spot. High danger chance and good save and then following that rebound.
Yeah, matching roughing penalties there. So we're 4-on-4 hockey for another minute 38. We've got 2:28 left to go in the game. Williams, he comes away with that. Won the faceoff for Rapids. Hastaway in there. Puck is loose out center ice. Raffert has it. Raffert, pass over to his good friend, Jacob Chevalier Alexander. And Hudson, they come away with it in their defensive zone. Now they're on the attack. Rapids comes up with a loose puck. Williams tries to pass it up to himself to get behind the defense. Nothing doing. Is kind of just neutral ice hockey coming up here. Raffert has the puck, stops, comes back the other way.
Spots Williams there nicely.
Williams coming up, near side, stops, hits the brakes. Centering attempt, and that's an open net opportunity for Chevalier Alexander. Cannot hit home.
He'll want that one.
Height made a great job getting his leg back, or the goalie known as Height. Gets his leg back there and stops it.
If I were to guess, I'd say it's 29. I might say Gabriel Sorensen.
Could be.
Nice save.
It very well could be. As Hudson, they get another opportunity, and that stopped right cold there by Turcotte. And Rapids is preserving the shutout. They just need a minute 29 to go their way, and they preserve the victory via shutout 12-0. But there's still 39 seconds left on the 4-on-4 skate situation.
Yeah, Turco's been busy these last couple minutes, and obviously that errant pass almost cost him.
Yeah, they just got to keep your heads on straight. Minute 25 to go in the game. Up, coming up, Caden Garcia has a puck. Sends it down deep. That's to Denti. Denti, he takes it down, gets behind the goal line. Stops, thinking about centering, gets it out to Hall. Hall at the point. Pass on over to McNeish. McNeish, puck is loose, bouncing. Referee lost sight of it, so he blew it dead, even though the puck was loose in front of the net. So got a good call.
I imagine the ref thought it would have just soaked into the chest rather than bounced out as well, so that's just unexpected.
Yeah. Can't fault him for that as we are approaching 1 minute to go in the contest. This is Hudson on the win on the faceoff. Wilcox takes it into the zone. Rapids defense, they can smell it. They can smell the second shutout of the weekend. Denti, McNeish, two on one for Rapids. Pass opportunity. Shot, no goal, no goal. Waved off. High stick is being called. No goal.
I'd like to see that one on the replay.
I would too. But
the call will stand, but it'll be interesting to see on the replay because I think it's shoulder height. It can't be higher than your shoulders.
Well, they waved it off, so. Yeah. Yep, they waved that off. No goal.
Some good eye hand nonetheless.
Yep, it'll be neat to see how that goes, but no goal. 47 seconds to go. 12-0 Wisconsin Rapids. Scoreboard says 13. It's actually 12. I get the excitement. I get it. There's a whistle. 36.8 seconds left to go in the game.
Yeah, a really solid weekend for the River Kings here. I think I'll say they've won.
Yeah, I think we can see that now at this
and,
point.
And really important 4 points.
Very important. They move right back up the standings.
Yep.
We count down the seconds, 30 seconds to go. That's a big 4 points, as that would technically put them into second place, tied with the Northwest Express at 17 points in the division as well. Still both teams back behind the Minnesota Mullets, who are sitting with 19 from my last count. Rapids, 12 seconds to go, 10 seconds to go. 62-22 shot advantage. Rapids just trying to hold on to the puck. Don't need to get to anything fancy now. There's a bouncing puck sent wide. And there's your horn.
Yep.
And there's a River King winner.
First shutout of the year for Guillaume Turcotte. And a really exciting game for the River Kings offense with 12 goals.
62-22 shot advantage. 22 saves in the game for Turcotte. And, well, 50 saves between the two Hudson keepers in the game as they made a switch in there. We thought it was height that the jersey said height, but we may never know.
Yeah, we may never know.
We may never know.
The mysterious goalie.
Pretty clean game. I mean, there's 1, 2, 3, 4. Four Rapids penalties, 2 Hudson penalties in the game. Pretty clean game. I mean, it was about average for last night. Rapids, I'm sure, has a few more penalties than they really wanted, but they still got the job done. Doing a recap here, Rapids 4-0 at the end of the first period. Felix Allstrand, he got the scoring start at 7:46 into the game with an assist coming to Emil Obstfelder. And then, 11 seconds later, they flipped it. Obstfelder,
yep.
He got the goal with Allstrand getting the assist. Coming up after that, at 15:26, there was a goal brought to by Caden Garcia, unassisted. And then, 25 seconds later, another goal, Francisco Denti, as he had a goal with assists from Hogan McNeish and Owen Atkins. 4-0 lead, end of the first period. Second period comes up. It's just more of the same. Obstfelder, he got another goal at 5:27. Then a little bit later, 10 minutes later, Bryceland got in on the scoring at 14:01. Williams and Hastoy on the assists. About 15 seconds later, Bulldog, he got scoring, 14:15 with Diamond on the assist, whereas Atkins then added the final score of the period about a minute later with an assist by Denti via the shorthanded goal. So Rapids goes into that final period up 8-0 before the four-goal third period. Four goals in each period. That was started by Cooper as he hit back-to-back goals 26 seconds in. And then again at 7:30 in, both with assists coming to Tudich as Rapids balloon that lead up to 10-0. And then the final goal coming up 9:40 by Schweitzer with Allstrander and Chevier Alexander. And then the final goal by Allstrand and Chevier Alexander on the assist. So there's your 12 goals for Wisconsin Rapids. Shutout victory.
4-4-4.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that. Chiom Tricot, he gets the shutout victory. Got to be very happy with that.
Yep,
as
definitely.
Rapids defense and goaltending and offense, just about special teams, everything went the way they could. Yep. You can't be too upset about that.
A perfect weekend for in every part of the game, offense, defense,
goaltending. Looking ahead, this coming weekend, Rapids hits the road as they will be playing a pair of games on the first and the second at Four Seasons Center when they take on the Steele County Blades. So that'll be another opportunity to build a bunch of points here for the River Kings as they look to move right back up the standings and keep some good work for them as they look to get the job done and take a claim atop the standings yet again. So that brings us to another exciting weekend coming to the end. And I just want to thank camera operators Art and Zach. Doing a great job as always, boys.
Thank
awesome
you guys.
Job. Been fun working with you. And, of course, our young color guy, Rory McGibbon.
Thank you very much for everything.
Thank you for having awesome
me.
Job. And, of course, Matt, the ringleader of the circus. Awesome job as always. Want to thank Seth back at the studio for all the good production there. So, for myself, Mike Comer, and everyone up here, thanks for following along this weekend, and thanks for watching on Flow Hockey, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and 105.5 WIRI.
River Kings Hockey on 105.5 FM WIRI is proudly brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. WIRI is pleased to bring coverage of the home games of River Kings Hockey again this season. Listen on 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app. Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI.
WIRI Nakusa. Heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, I'm a honky tonk man. Love will give the girls the world to the music of an old jukebox. When my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? Well, now I'm living wild and dangerously. I've got plenty of company. The moon comes up and the sun goes down. I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. Love to give the girls the world to the music of an old jukebox. And when my money's all gone, I'm on the table. Well, I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. Love to give the girls the world to the music of an old jukebox. And when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? Hey, now, a pretty little girl and a jug of wine. Well, that's what it takes to make a honky-tonk town. Jukebox moaning those honky-tonk sounds. Well, I can't wait to leave my money down. Cause I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. Love to give the girls the world to the music of an old jukebox. When my money's all gone, telephone, sing a hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. Love to give the girls the world to the music of an old jukebox. When my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone, singing hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home?
Turn me on, turn me off, then you turn me back on by the weekend. And you won't say the words that I want, but you flirt when you're drinking. I see those bubbles pop up like you're texting, then they disappear. Let's cut to the quick and let's get to what we're doing here. Are we just a backseat, trying to get it while we can? Are we names and a tattoo? Or just a number on a hand? Are we last caught kissing, or will we be reminiscing with each other for the next 40 years? Are we written in the stars, baby? Or are we written in the sand? Yeah, I want you to want me to take you back home to my mama. Put my name on your lips, call me yours, and forget all this drama. Forget it all. Your makeup is next to my toothbrush, but you never put it away on the shelf. I'm asking you, baby, cause I'm tired of asking myself. Are we just a backseat, trying to get it while we can? Are we names and a tattoo, or just a number on a hand? Are we last caught kissing? Are we dancing in the kitchen, baby? Tell me what it is or what it isn't. Are we written in the stars, baby? Or are we written in the sand? Trying to get it while we can. Are we names and a tattoo, or just a number I should wash right off my hands? Are we last caught kissing, or will we be reminiscing with each other for the next 40 years? Are we written in the stars, baby? Or are we written in the sand? Are we written in the stars, baby? Or are we written in the sand?
Five FM. strong. Oh, but when I get lonely, I do. Your memory gets to burning. Lean back on the bourbon. Sure as hell can't keep leaning on you. Looks like I'm learning the hard way again. It's all my fault. Yeah, I dropped the ball. You're gone and I'm gone. Three seats to the wind. Thinking about all I've wasted on you.
For a ride. bye-bye.
Central Wisconsin's home for country favorites and classics.
Howdy, y'all. This is Dwight Yoakam.
Hi, Shania Twain here.
105.5 WIRI.
Why do you keep on staring? That mirror, mirror, it ain't fair at all. Dress sizes can't define. Don't let the world decide what's beautiful. No.
Just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready
When the wolf growls at the door, hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost. Take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, I'm an American soldier.
CBS News Brief. The latest CBS News polling shows a neck-and-neck presidential race in battleground states and nationwide. CBS News Director of Surveys, Anthony Salvanto.
This year, more than others, the national vote is tracking very closely with those battleground states. It could mean we've just got a very nationalized election here.
Egypt's president has proposed a two-day ceasefire to allow for the release of four Israeli hostages in Gaza. Reporter Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
There are still 101 Israeli hostages in Gaza, although it's not clear how many are still alive.
The Dodgers are up 2-0 in the World Series after beating the Yankees 4-2, but it came at a price as star Shohei Ohtani was injured trying to steal second base.
One of the best franchise history, but our main guy is hurt. It's something to be concerned about.
He partially dislocated his shoulder. CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Trail Tunes is moving. Now your favorite cowboy, western, and south of the border songs will be 1 hour earlier every Thursday at 6 p.m. That's right, all the same western goodness 1 hour earlier. Missed the show? No problem. Check out the rebroadcast at 5 p.m. on Sundays, right before weekends in the country. It's two times the rootin', tootin', ropin' fun, 6 p.m. on Thursdays and 5 p.m. on Sundays, only on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny and a bit breezy for today. South to southwest winds up around 15 to 20 miles per hour. Highs in the lower 60s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows near 40. On Monday, partly sunny, breezy, and mid-60s.
It's 60 at our studios.
I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I
So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I only talk to God when I need a favor. God, I need a favor. I know amazing grace, but I ain't been living them words. Swear I spend more Sundays drunk off my ass than I have in church. Hardcover King James, only been saving dust on the nightstand. And I don't know what to say. Like Hail Marys, if you're still there, Lord, spare me. Oh, my God, Hail Mary. Hanging in there, just barely throwing up prayers. Like Hail Marys, if you're still there, Lord, spare me.
I know I'm not always But don't ever wonder what you mean to me. As long as the tides ebb, the earth turns, the sun sets, I promise I'll always be true. And as long as there's stars over Texas, or now I'm looking for you.
Say hello, and I don't mean to pry, but girl, I gotta know, what is your name? How come I ain't seen you around before? So, you know, I ain't never had a type, having a type takes two, but I know what I like, and you're the only one of you, you're something else. And I know we just met, but I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks, to my old friends, to the house in the pines where the road ends. Take you to my hometown, where I grew up, where I thought I knew it all before I knew what love was. Give up on me, but honey, you got my hopes up, and I'm thinking that I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks. I wanna take you home tonight, just take you home tonight. Get Joni on the phone, she'll leave us on the light. I wanna see the way you look up under all those stars. You're gonna be the talk, words gonna get around. They'll tell you how they thought I'd never settle down out on the porch. Ain't it funny the way things change? I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks, to my old friends, to the house in the pines where the road ends. Take you to my hometown, where I grew up, where I thought I knew it all before I knew what love was. Gave up on it, but honey, you got my hopes up, and I'm thinking that I want to introduce you to my kinfolks. Yeah.
that's for sure. I'm running out of gas and out of time. Never gonna make it there by nine. There's gotta be something more. Gotta be more than this. I need a little less hard time. I need a little more bliss. I wanna take my chances. Taking a chance I might find what I'm looking for. There's gotta be something more. 5 years and there's no doubt that I'm burnt out. I've had enough. So now, boss man, here's my 2 weeks. I'll make it short and sweet. So listen up.
Classics.
Hi, this is Alan Jackson.
Hi, this is Reba.
Hey, this is Kenny Rogers.
105.5 WIRI.
There's a want and there's a need. There's a history between. Girls like her and guys like me, cowboys and angels. I've got boots and she's got wings. I'm hell on wheels and she's heavenly. I'd die for her and she lives for me. Cowboys and angels. We ride side by side. A cloud of dust, a ray of light. My touch is her temptation. Her kiss is my salvation. Path crossed mine. Accident or grand design.
Oh, maybe God just kinda likes cowboys and angels.